Conor Gallagher didn't say he's been fouled, and I've just been told there's 4 minutes of normal time, one of which of them has already gone, and you would imagine Emmett Bradley will stand over this free from a left footer's position with a chance to kick his third point of the game. But in such difficult conditions to see actually from the press box here, there's an unbelievably exciting game going on in front of us. Emmett Bradley standing over this kick. Hush everywhere, the Glen fans just fingers crossed at this point. Bradley kicks it. The umpires like it. And it's over the bar. Glen lead 14 points to 110. With 90 seconds of stoppage time played, another 2.5 minutes to go here. And this All-Ireland final, All-Ireland semi-final, as expected, is going to go the distance, and it certainly is here at the moment. Kilmacud working the ball from the short kick out here. Glen trying to turn over Alex Doherty, pushing up on Theo Clancy. Theo Clancy, they're playing it. It's very difficult to get out of this zone. But David Higgins, even looking for a short kick out here. There's a goal chance on here. Back of the net. Glen 114. Kilmacud 110. Not sure who got it, but a massive, massive score for the Derry and Ulster champions here with 2 minutes of stoppage time to play. Ethan Doherty, we're told, has finished the ball to the net in the middle of the fog. 114 to 110, playing back in ascendancy here. Crooks on the attack, and it is Shane Bourne in possession. Kieran McFaul and Paul Mannion wrestling off the ball, but Crooks in possession again. Ball in round the house. And I think it's gone into the back of the net here. There's a goal. There's a goal for Kilmacud Crooks. All the way to the net from the wing. Cannot see who got the touch from here, but looking at my watch, a minute of stoppage time to play. This goal hasn't gone up on the scoreboard yet. It now has. Glen 114, Kilmacud 210. This has got a wee bit of everything, as you can hear. Glen have lost possession from the kick-out. Crooks on the attack. Into the scoring zone, it's dropped short across, and it's went wide. So bizarre sequence of events. Kilmacud caught in possession at one end. Ethan Doherty finishing at the net. Back at the other end, the ball went all the way to the back of the net. Kicked from the wing. And all eyes on Conlon Bradley. All eyes on referee Conor Lane. There is, by my watch, there's 20 seconds of stoppage time left to play. And Glen lead by a point. A chance to get themselves into an All-Ireland final. They lead 114 to 210. Conlon Bradley kicked it straight out in the middle field. It's all over here in Yuri. Glen from right at the wrong of last season. Glen 114, Kilmacud Crooks, 2 goals and 10 points. A really, really dramatic finish here in Yuri. A game that Glen led 12 points to 6. They lost Brian Dugan. Paul Manley kicked a couple of wonderful scores. Hugh Kenny found the back of the net, and still Glen found a way to win after having lost Jack Doherty and Ryan Dugan to injury. The Glen fans invading the pitch here. A massive, massive result for the Derry and Ulster champions, and they have 2 weeks to look forward to an All-Ireland final spot with Roscommon and Connacht champions St Bridget's. Final score here in Uri, Kilmacud Crooks 210, Glen 114.